Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the final little bite-sized political podcast of the day. But don't forget, we do have a live podcast this evening at 8 p.m., so do make sure you join in that, or if you listen in on replay, I hope you'll enjoy that. And of course, as always, all this work is sponsored by Quantum Hypno. My thanks to them below. That's quantumhypno.co.uk, link below. Right. Okay. Hey, this is a complicated one, but let me see. Well, I'll read you out the headline and then I'll get into it. Transgender judge seeks leave to intervene in UK court case over the legal definition of woman. And there's a picture of an individual who calls themselves Victoria McLeod. Victoria McLeod is a senior civil judge, not a high court judge, a senior civil judge, who became the youngest person appointed as Master of the Court in 2010. And they're making an application to intervene in the Supreme Court appeal brought by the campaign group For Women Scotland about the legal definition of woman. Now, let's just focus a little bit on this Victoria McLeod person. Apparently, they transitioned in the late 1990s and subsequently changed legal sex under the 2004 Gender Recognition Act. Well, I've got a few questions about that. First of all, I don't believe anyone can transition. And it doesn't matter what the 2004 Gender Recognition Act says. I understand that there may be some individuals who are so uncomfortable in the gender to which they are born that they want to try and change it. I accept that. And I don't judge them on that. But the fact of the matter is that they can't change their DNA. They cannot change their chromosome structure. They are still biologically male, regardless of whether they do other things to themselves. You know, signing a documentation. I mean, how do you, the transitioning bit is always left very vague, the transition. But of course, this article, by the way, is in The Guardian. So they constantly refer to Victoria McLeod as she, because that is her legal name, legal sex under 2004. But I'm suggesting to you that my issue with this is that I don't believe anyone can transition. Their starting point is, look, she's transitioned. She's done it under the Gender Recognition Act. It's totally legal. She is a judge, for God's sake. Have some respect, David. And I'm saying, well, no, I'm afraid that I don't believe that a transgender individual such as this should be in such a position. Would you want to be in front of a senior civil judge such as this individual? Do you think this individual is in a position to be able to judge anything if they can't judge the gender into which they were born? I mean, you know, again, it's so symbolic of the position into which our country has fallen that we have transgender judges. And believe you me, this is just the rollout. This is just the normalization of this particular trans ideology. Now, on Monday, if you join my live show, we're going to talk about how the trans ideology leads to the transhuman ideology and is, in fact, is an important part of it. So we're going to discuss that on Monday evening on my live show. But, you know, I was just shocked to discover that, we could trans people now as judges. So if you come in front of this individual and you, for example, don't believe that people can transition, I wonder how that's going to work out for you. Are you going to get the law applied fairly, scrupulously? Another way of looking at it is, do you think someone who cannot determine and live with the fact that they were born into their sex, their gender, it's the same, by the way, it's not different. That's a trick that they like to play. Gender's totally different to sex. No, it's not. Gender and sex, exactly the same. Two genders, two sexes, male, female, that's it. You're born into it, you die it. You die with it. That's it. You mightn't like it. You might be able to biologically do things. You might be able to sign legal documents, although those legal documents, in my opinion, are pretty abhorrent. But nonetheless, if you do that, then nothing changes. You've not transitioned apart from on a piece of paper and maybe your appearance. But, you know, the essence of you, is still the same. It never changes. And, you know, should we even be accepting transgender judges is another question that we should maybe ask ourselves. Are you okay with that? You happy about that? You think someone who's so conflicted over their gender is going to be absolutely crystal clear on the use of the law? In this case, by the way, this individual concerned, this person who calls themselves Victoria McLeod, is basically concerned about the fact that women could be, a woman could be defined as a woman. Basically, McLeod resigned from the bench in April after 14 years as a full-time judge, citing the toxic climate towards transgender individuals in the UK. Oh, what a surprise. In the resignation letter, the individual wrote, "I have reached the conclusion that in 2024, the national situation and present judicial framework is no longer such that it is possible in a dignified way to be both trans and a salaried, fairly prominent judge in the UK." Good. I'm glad you've reached that conclusion. I'm really happy about that. And I wish you well, because the fact of the matter is that we should not have trans individuals in judge as in such senior positions. So anyway, there we have it, as I said. And in this absolute clown world in which we live, it doesn't surprise me that we actually have had someone operating as a transgender judge. It'd be very interesting to look into some of the cases that they've presided over. Thanks for listening.